Thanks for tuning back in. This is part two of my interview with Dr. Lane Sebring on Hormones 101. If you haven't yet, please be sure to listen to part one before you listen to this episode, as a lot of what we talk in this episode is not going to make sense unless you've listened to part one.
Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, I am pleased to welcome back Dr. Lane Sebring. Dr. Sebring is my doctor, as many of you that have been listening to this show know. He's also the man responsible for changing my health for the better in the hugest way possible over the last year since I've been seeing him here in Austin. I'm also excited to share that this episode on what I'm calling Hormonal Balance 101, or Hormones Talk 101, however you want to look at it. We shot a two-part episode here to go over the basics of understanding hormones, particularly for women. Men, you'll definitely hear some tremendous pointers in here as well, but it's a lot more complex of a situation for women to balance their hormones. And a lot of women think that many of the ongoing chronic conditions they're experiencing in their lives from hot flashes, you know, body temperature fluctuations of any kind, weight gain, loss of libido or sex drive, skin issues, any of those types of things, sleep issues, insomnia, a lot of people are thinking, well, this is just aging, and it's not. Your hormones are likely out of whack once you start down a path of getting regular blood work, comprehensive blood work. You will start to see what's under the hood, if you will, with your body, and you can change your entire future. And you guys have heard me talk about this regularly. I hope I'm a living example of what getting your hormones in balance can mean for you from a fitness perspective, from a health and wellness perspective, and just an overall longevity perspective. So we recorded this specifically with you folks in mind that are either you've hit a wall, you're at a plateau, you think you can't get anywhere, you're seeing an endocrinologist, maybe you're seeing an OBGYN or your primary care, maybe they've said they've done blood work for you, but you've never seen that blood work, or you've seen it and it's very limited. There's also folks that are listening that I know haven't even gone down that road yet. They don't know where to start. They don't know what to ask. They're just suffering from all of these issues. And they think that, well, I guess my metabolism's slow because I'm older. Maybe this is what happens after you have kids. Listen to this episode. We will have an ongoing series around this, both on Dr. Sebring's show. He's going to have his own podcast here on the Fitfluential Radio Network later this summer. And this is going to be a continuing series that he and I will be doing on Fitfluential Radio as well. You're also going to see additional opportunities to learn more on fitfluential.com. Be sure you are subscribed there. And just for right now, give yourself the gift of listening to part one and part two of this episode, because I guarantee if you're confused or doubting that you can get past a lot of these issues I mentioned before, the insomnia, maybe migraines, headaches, body temp issues, weight gain, skin issues, lack of libido or sex drive, if any of those or all of those are what you're suffering from and you think you've hit a wall and this is it and your life is all downhill from now, listen to the show, because I guarantee you that after you hear and understand everything, Dr. Sebring did a brilliant job of answering my questions. He really makes it easy to assimilate all of this information and puts it in terms we can all understand. So please listen to both part one and part two. Know that this is just the introduction to a series. Heavily, 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 strongly encourage you after this, if you haven't done it, to get your blood work done. We've actually got some resources that we can link to in the show notes for you. But for right now, please sit back and enjoy this interview with my doctor, Dr. Lane Sebring, on Hormones 101.
I I want to ask this because a lot of people listening are like me. I'm not in menopause. I have not gone through menopause. Is hormonal imbalance always after menopause? I know I kind of loaded that question, but hormonal imbalance can happen before perimenopause, during perimenopause, during menopause, after menopause, right? It can happen at any time. Am I correct?
Yes, and that's becoming more and more of a problem. And you just mentioned the, you know, the 9-year-olds that are starting their period. That's hormonal imbalance. Mm. And so people these days are in hormonal imbalance. I think it's across the board. There are very few people who do not experience problems with that, and it's affecting their lives, whether they're acutely aware of it or not.
There's also, and I'm going to ask this because, you know, in my case, one of the things we know, and then I want to get into, you know, what's a typical bioidentical, what I'm going to tell you what some of the people who have written in, you know, the side effects and what they're experiencing and also what they're being told by some of these doctors. But one of the things that does come up that affects so many, and I personally have gotten very opinionated about it because I'm frustrated that at age 19, when I went to Planned Parenthood and went on birth control, I had no idea that stuffing myself full of hormones for 25 years was maybe not a great idea. And so many girls are doing the same thing and they're falling for the line that they tell you. When you go in, they say, this is so amazing. We're going to put you on Orthonovum 777 and it's free. They gave me a pack of pills for a year. And they're like, I think I paid $10 for a year. And they said, here you go. And you're only going to have your period from like Tuesday afternoon to Thursday afternoon. So I had a period my whole adult life that was like a day and a half. And you'd never have it on the weekend. And I'm like, okay, that's great. Awesome. And fast forward all these years later, I got my first blood work done. And it was like a roadmap to hell. Like everything was wrong with me. And when I learned that part of that, and you can answer that, is contributed by being on birth control my whole adult life, I tend to say to women that ask me, again, I always say, I'm not a doctor, but if I had it my way and I could go back to age 19, I would never take birth control. The first question that women say, and a lot of them that are writing in are wondering what you'd say. I'm guessing you might have a pretty funny answer. What do you do if you're a woman who doesn't want to be on the pill, but doesn't want, you know, my husband and I, my partner and I don't want to get pregnant again? I've had people I know that go on the IUD and they have ridiculous symptoms, weight gain, similar. Are there any, is it best to have the men get a vasectomy? I mean, what's best for not being on the pill? But first, can you answer, is the pill as bad for you as I think?
Okay. Loaded. The argument we used to get in medical school, we kind of knew that it wasn't great for you. We didn't know how bad it was. And they said, well, you know, getting pregnant's a risk too. It's not so much of a risk, really, especially if you're healthy. But the problem with this is, yes, it is. And I'm always very saddened when I hear about a young girl being put on birth control to, say, regulate her periods or something like that. And I understand that that needs to be handled. There's a better way to do it. If you start a young girl, let's say 12 years old or 11 years old, and on birth control, you have arrested her coronary artery development. They don't grow anymore after you start birth control. So she's going to end up with 11-year-old arteries in her heart.
Wow.
And people don't know about that. Doctors don't know this. You know, my education has been really good. I started out fairly early after leaving medical school and residency, seeking answers from around the world. I went to the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. We had, at that time, quickly acquired about 25,000 members from over 70 countries. Now I think it's about 110 countries, about 70,000 members. But these are the people that really have something to say. Fourth generation endocrinologists from Belgium, who I've learned more about hormones than I ever learned in medical school, what I really needed to know to help people anyway. The hormones, the birth control is not good for you. The problem is that we have a lot of irresponsible kids. And so we need to come up with something that would be more acceptable and yet effective. So as you get older, I think a vasectomy for a guy is not the worst thing in the world. I think most men need testosterone anyway. There's some evidence it can lower their testosterone. But the point is, 90% of the men out there are very low on testosterone. and they need it. So you can give them just a little bit more and they'll be fine. And maybe getting a vasectomy will encourage them to get their testosterone level checked. But that's a good one. I think that IUDs are starting to come back. There was some trouble with some of the others, but that was the drug that they put in with it. So I think just the plain IUD can work very well. Some women don't do well with it and some just praise it. That's another option. Spermicidal jellies, the foams and that sort of thing is another option. Condoms can work, whether it's the female one or the male, but people tend to shun those, and sometimes they break. And so
none there's of the options. We'll link up to, I mean, I know that there's no answer, and yet I get it. You know, if I was, you know, if I was 30 and 35 and married and didn't, you know, had a daughter and didn't want to have more, I wouldn't want to be, I probably would have a really hard time going, well, this is really good. This prevents us from getting pregnant and having an unwanted pregnancy. And those other ways require some choreographing, if you will.
Right.
So, you know what, we'll link up to it. And who knows, you know, there are options. It doesn't mean it's easy, but on the other hand, all I can say is knowing what I've faced the past 5 to 7 years, the totality of hormonal imbalance and trying to fix it. If I knew about that, I probably would have, I certainly wouldn't have gone on the pill. I certainly would have not accepted the years and years of antibiotics that I was on. I would have pushed back. I would have become my own health advocate. I would have asked, but that's why we have Fitfluential Radio. That's why we're here, to start educating you all guys on this, not telling you what to do or what to think, but providing the information so you can do just that, become your own health advocate and make healthier choices.
I would say one thing, though. I have put a lot of women that come to me on birth control on bioidentical hormones at the same time, because to raise up their testosterone, give them some real estradiol, because most of that's all shut down by the birth control. So they can develop muscles, they can develop strong bones and keep their skin strong and stop the thinning and all of that. Their focus, the thinking, their libido comes back. All of those things, you can give them the bioidentical hormones along with the birth control, and that really helps quite a bit.
Okay, didn't know that. And, you know, you mentioned something before, and this is a really good segue for us to branch into, okay, we've kind of talked about the fact that, you know, there's all of these issues and chronic conditions that women, and of course men as well, can be experiencing. And many of them are due to hormonal imbalance that can be caused, and please know, that could be a whole other show. You know, there's so many things that can cause hormonal imbalance. It's not just being on the pill. I know when I look back at my whole life, I've had a very, very high stress environment. I've been on just loads and cases and truckloads of antibiotics my whole life since I was 17. Birth control, you know, poor eating, extreme dieting, all of those things contributed. And then my mom was on hormones to prevent miscarriage before she had me. So I'm a DES daughter and I had those things against me from the beginning. So there's lots of causes, but I think most importantly for this episode, it's to start understanding that this is a very complex issue for each one of us, but it is something you can address, and you can be, it can be a whole other world of feeling and looking better and enjoying your life as you get older, whether you're 32, 47, 62, it doesn't matter about age. There is a bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment plan with lifestyle changes that can help every single one of you. Now, one of the things, Dr. Sebring, that you brought up is the pill and how a lot of doctors or OBs will prescribe it to regulate periods. And I think about the fact that before I saw Dr. Riska, when I first started my bioidenticals, I'd gone off the pill because I knew it was bad for me. And I started, I'm going to say I felt like I was almost hemorrhaging. I was bleeding all throughout the month. I would text my friend Sherry and I was joking. I would say, I'm not counting down to when my next period is. I'm counting down to when I stop bleeding. Like, I'm bleeding all the time. And when I went to see my OBGYN, she said, you know, they did all of the scans or the whatever. She said, you have PCOS. You've got these cysts in your ovaries. And I said, well, what are we going to do? I thought it was going to be a surgical procedure. And she said, we'll just put you on the pill and that'll stop the bleeding. And I remember asking, I'm like, isn't that a problem when you, and I don't know, cause I'm, you might say differently, but I thought cysts on my ovaries, I'm bleeding all the time and we're going to put me on the birth control pill. And they put me on Loloestrin Fay, which don't even get me started on that. It was the first time in my life. And Dr. Sebring, you know that you've been dealing with me and migraines. I never had migraines until I was put on that pill. And I gained probably 30 pounds in a month. Migraines, weight gain, worst experience ever. Did it stop the bleeding? Yes. Was my life hell? Absolutely. But this is a lot of what women that are listening are being told when they go to a doctor with all of these symptoms that we're talking about. Weight gain, no sex drive, crabby, yelling at their kids, snapping at their husband, their skin looks bad, hot flashes, can't sleep. A lot of doctors, their answer is go on the pill and here's some Xanax. Can you comment on how, first of all, I think people that are listening will get like, that's not hormonal treatment, but why is that such a common like knee-jerk reaction? Because we've gotten dozens of emails, even in the past couple of weeks. And that's what these doctors are telling these women, go on the pill, take some Xanax, go work out more and eat less.
Wow. I think the one thing that you can say is 100% consistent is that medicine perpetuates medicine, the business of medicine. We are taught, programmed, we're taught only two tools in medical school and residency. And those two tools are drugs and scalpels. And we are taught to laugh at everything else as being worthless. And we're the only ones that have the power to heal. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we have this arrogance about, oh, you need a drug. This is my tool. That's my toolbox. I can help you. Sure. I've seen the studies and I've had patients that did better. It seemed like, until I really started asking deeper questions, they did better when I put them on the pill and it stopped their periods and they were so happy. And so I keep looking for that. It's kind of like when you do a new drug. Some people say that you want to keep doing that over and over again, but it's never the same after the first experience. So you get a high from helping people and you keep looking for that. So you keep believing and somehow if a person doesn't respond, a patient doesn't respond like you want them to, then it's their fault. Something wrong with them. You know, you're not doing, oh, you need to go work out more or you need to cut back on your stress or whatever. Right. But that's where doctors are really programmed. I wrote an article called The Puppetization of Medicine, and it's really unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
That absolutely makes sense. I remember for those of you listening, when I first started going to see, this was before I got into the bioidenticals, you know, I had been going to a doctor because the first symptoms for me that started to happen were body change, temperature, and then I got this ridiculous skin condition, these rock hard bumps on my arms, my chest, they went up on my neck. It was all going on in my divorce about 2008. And they just put me on antibiotics. And if that didn't work, it was double the dose. And if that didn't work, double dose, double strength. And I was literally on antibiotics for 5 years, never ending antibiotics and the pill. And I do remember going to see them. And then if that didn't work, he sent me to a dermatologist and the dermatologist put me on Accutane, 2 courses of Accutane. Now I know how damaging that is. But I remember sitting in the doctor's office going, there's something wrong with me. And they're like, no, there's not. And it would just be a script. And he spent 5 minutes with me. When I see, for everybody listening, when I go see Dr. Sebring, I typically see him for an hour to an hour and a half. Huge difference. And half the time he takes out my blood work that he's seen since the course of time and since I've seen him. And he'll look back and he'll study and you can see, I can watch his brain working. He's not just going, oh, you have a headache. Let me give you a prescription. He's like, why? Let me see why this is happening. So please know that when you start to address your hormones with the right doctor and getting comprehensive blood work, your whole life can change. And I think that's a good segue into us talking about treatment is this whole thing about blood work. Because Dr. Sebring, can you please explain to people why if they've gone to a doctor and your doctor says, let me draw some blood, let me do some blood work, you know, for if you're a woman and you're complaining about some of these symptoms, if you don't know what blood work they're ordering for you, they're probably not testing you, in my opinion, on nearly one tenth of what they should be. And typically they're not even going to let you see that blood work. At least this is what I'm hearing from many of you writing in. And then they're going to tell you, you're in range, your blood work's fine, there's nothing wrong with you. Dr. Sebring, tell people what it's like when you're getting a comprehensive hormonal blood work panel done versus what many of these doctors are doing, and then address the whole, oh, you're in range, you're fine issue.
We're taught to check the body doing those labs in such a way that we miss a tremendous amount of problems that people have. And our knowledge of hormones when we leave residency is minuscule. We really don't have an in-depth understanding, and you don't really have a good feeling for what the symptoms of a low hormone or a high level of a hormone feels like to a person and what to look for. So the labs are kind of what we fall back on, and then we believe what we're taught. So we think those labs are all you need. You know, I wrote another article called, the title of it was, "But Doctor, my labs can't be perfect." The range that we're giving for most of these as being normal, for the hormone levels being normal, are ridiculous. Here's an example, thyroid. Thyroid hormone, we're taught to do a TSH and a free T4. Well, the active form of thyroid is free T3, but we never check that. And that's the one that really counts, because that's what stimulates your cells and increases their metabolism, which is the major function of thyroid, the free T3, but we never look at that. And a lot of people are very poor at making free T3. So if you don't know that that's happening and their TSH looks great, you think they're fine, but in fact, they're really hypothyroid. Mm. They're really low on thyroid. And that's just a one of many examples. So then the range for the TSH, healthy people are between 1 and 2, pretty much universally. That's they're healthy, their thyroid's working well, and that TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, that hormone is right where you think it should be, those people are between 1 and 2. But the range we have for normal is between 0.4 and 4.5. Now, I can't even hardly remember a patient who came in that had a TSH, say, of 3, that didn't feel so much better and function better when I supplied them with a little thyroid and got that TSH down between 1 and 2, right where it should be. And they said, oh, I'm in a better mood now. My husband and I don't argue as much, you know, and that's a very common response. So the ranges that doctors are given as being normal are not correct. Cortisol, the range they say sometimes on those labs, they'll say between 2 and 22. Well, if a doctor's not versed in what the normal 24 hour changes of cortisol are, he may think anything between that range is normal, but in fact it should be 20 in the morning when they get up and maybe as low as 4 in the middle of the night. But other than that, it would be abnormal. So there's a range here, but you need to know what time of day it was drawn and fit it to the graph of a normal biorhythm for cortisol. And that's never done. You have to go to an integrative doctor to know that.
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now.
I had somebody who sent me their blood work just recently, and I was surprised that they had tested cortisol, And yet all of these other things, there was no free T3. There, I think it was TSH. They didn't test for TPO antibodies. All the things that you test for me in my blood work and that I'm, Dr. Riska tested back in the day. I mean, when I get my blood work back, it's like 6 pages. And a lot of these women that are, you know, confidentially sharing their blood work with me, not because I'm a doctor, I just look at it to be like, oh, well, you know, this is what I had because we compare notes. But one of them recently said, you know, I'm like, oh, well, I'm surprised that your doctor tested for cortisol. I said, I'm just curious, were you fasted? Were you not fasted? When was the blood work done? And she's like, I don't remember, but they didn't tell me I had to be fasted. They didn't say it had to be at a certain time. And these things aren't being discussed. So just, I'm sure this makes sense for everybody listening, but sometimes I know I can come across like, because I did as a patient, I got very annoyed at the whole medical practice feeling like, oh, well, these people are putting me on a path that's bad for me when now I know better. But the thing is contextually, these doctors who haven't been trained in this way, they think they're helping you. So they're not trying to not help you. What does frustrate me is when, and I think I shared this with you, Dr. Sebring, you know, some of them have written in and said, you know, they go in and like one doctor said to one of these gals, like, why are you trying to look better and feel better? You know, look, realize that your age is 53, get over yourself. This is not your time to look pretty. You've had your sexual years. They're behind you. Just enjoy your old years. She's 53. Like, right. That's a joke. Because when you're talking about, let's do this. We've talked about treatment a little bit and I'm going to wrap up some of these and kind of tie it down and just know this is for everybody listening. This is just the beginning. But Dr. Sebring, for people that are kind of getting the gist, they realize, okay, I'm getting it. All of these issues that I'm dealing with, I don't have to. I absolutely need to see somebody who is a specialist. I need to get blood work done because there's a huge difference in what I'm being directed or what's being evaluated about me. We really don't know what's under the hood. So people are getting that. But when you, if there's all of these women out there that are listening who are, you know, again, some of their symptoms are, I can't sleep. I'm sweating all the time. I'm gaining weight. I haven't had sex in, you know, 3 years. My husband wants to leave me. I have no desire for sex. Physically, it's a problem for me. Intimacy is a problem. I'm crabby. I'm barking at my kids. My job's in jeopardy. All of these things. No energy, crashing in the afternoon. What can it be from a general perspective? If somebody thinks, well, I'm 42, life's just kind of over for me. When I know what I can say, because I'm 49 and I can say, here's what's changed for me. And I know that I can get in the best shape and I feel the best and I look the best than I've ever looked at 49. And I know that's what the future can be. But for somebody that doesn't want to maybe take my word for it, what can it be like as you age with all of these side effects? And what can you expect? Can you expect to have a healthy, intimate life with your partner? Can you expect to have energy? Can you expect to sleep? Can you expect to not be fat forever and not able to lose weight?
Gosh, this is a big subject. I'm not sure where to begin. I think I would just say I have one couple. This was many years ago. They were 93 and they were having sex 2 or 3 times a week.
That's awesome.
That's just beautiful. You know, and they had actually been doing that since high school. So that's just, what a story that these people have, and just maintaining their functionality and their love and being able to still express it in that way.
Right.
I think that's just amazing. But let me, on the other end of that, I had a colleague, an integrative medicine doctor, who was gone into integrative medicine for one main reason. His wife had gone to the OB-GYN doctor and had several complaints and mainly headache. And the doctor said, well, you know, you're not getting any younger. Ugh. And she was 28 years old.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, that to me, that's that response. When some doctor says you're not getting any older from an integrative medicine perspective, certainly from mine, that's a declaration of impotence. Mm-hmm. They have no power to help this person. So they need to refer them to someone who has that power and can get them feeling good. Remember the 90 plus year old hunter gatherer that danced through the night like everybody else. That's how we're designed. We're supposed to function that way. So there's a tremendous amount of help. You just have to ask the right questions The doctor has to ask the right questions of the patient. They don't have to necessarily do every lab on the planet. That it's pretty expensive, to say the least. But if a good history and physical, you can learn a tremendous amount on what this person needs and then address those. And if you don't get them to a really optimal place, then that doctor should then dig in a little deeper, maybe a little bit more questioning and a little bit more lab work, and then tailor that all to the individual so that you are addressing them. I'm interested in labs, but that's just the beginning where, you know, those labs give me a pretty wide range I can put them in. And where I go in there within that range is going to be determined by the patient. Where do they feel the best? Women don't want too much estrogen. They really don't want too much testosterone or too much cortisol or too much thyroid. And they certainly don't want too little. So when you optimize a patient, you have to listen to them and they can become optimal. And these people are amazing. And they'll say, you know, I just thought I was lazy all my life. No, you had a cortisol, probably a huge amount of stress at a very early age that set up a permanent condition that we have undone. You have undone it by doing the things you're supposed to do now. The body wants to heal. Stop insulting it.
We are going to link up to this too, because as you guys know, Dr. Sebring has already been on the show. We have been talking a lot about so many of these topics, and y'all know I'm very passionate about it. It's changed my life. One of the things that's been most frustrating is a lot of people will hear me talking about this stuff and my treatment and getting blood work on my personal channels. They hear me talking about it on Fitfluential Radio and they're writing in. And the problem is not only do I know that Dr. Sebring has a thriving waiting list practice in Austin, but I can't have the whole world come to Austin to see him. And I remember thinking, well, if I recommend more people to Dr. Sebring, that makes me have to wait longer if I see him. It's like finding a good massage therapist. You want to recommend them and then you don't. But what's been really frustrating and hard for me is, you know, again, I have a good friend, Debbie. She's been trying to fly down here to see Dr. Sebring. There's people writing in from all over the country. How do I find a doctor like Dr. Sebring? How do I, we've stumbled on some companies. Ultimately, what we wanted to be able to do was be able to forward all of you that are asking to a place where you can get comprehensive blood work and then also find a doctor. The problem is we found some companies that could do the first part. There's lots of blood work companies out there, but then the next part is once you get that blood work, how do you find a doctor who can interpret it for you and then get you on the bioidenticals? You can't just go into Jewel Osco or HEB and get your bioidenticals. They have to be customized for you. So we're going to link up in the show, and we've actually done several calls. I was skeptical. There's a company we discovered. Is the parent company, is it BOD HD? Is that the parent company, Dr. Sebring?
Yes.
And then underneath that is BOD MD. You don't have to worry about the details. We'll link up and tell you exactly what to do. But ultimately, praise God, like there's a company out there that has in, I believe, 29 states now, and they're branching out to all of these others, the ability for you to order comprehensive blood work on you and or your partner, and have blood work, comprehensive hormonal panels ordered for you, facilitated for you. So you get your blood work in your area. They're automatically sent to a certified doctor in your area who can then do a telemedicine consult with you. So in other words, on your computer, you can see them virtually. We're all familiar with telemedicine. They're going to interpret that blood work for you, prescribe the bioidentical treatment, and it is shipped to your house. I heard this, and Dr. Sebring, you know, I was like, there's no way. This has to be too... I really was very skeptical, and I did a call with the founders and Dr. Meehan, who's part of this, and he's an extraordinary gentleman, extremely passionate about helping women get help. He's another Dr. Sebring, and I can't say enough good things about Dr. Sebring. So number one, we will link this up in the show. If you're starting to understand the importance for blood work, again, we hope to have it in all states as soon as possible. But this was a gift from the universe for all of you to be able to get your
Absolutely.
Blood work, you know, anywhere, because that was what I was worrying. And people would say, oh, I'm in Nashville. How do I see a doctor? I don't know how to look up a doctor. I've always wanted Fitfluential to be able to have some kind of network where we could refer people to. So discovering this is amazing. We, Dr. Sebring and I, are committed to providing you a lot of education on these topics so that you can feel more comfortable. But now that we also have a resource for you to take the next step, the other beautiful thing is, not to go into too much detail, but I'm very impressed with the package they've put together. It's ultimately a package where you sign up and every 6 months it's going to ping you and remind you, and you'll get your blood work done with them again. And so it keeps you on this, which is what you do anyway when you're on bioidenticals. You're always on it. You're always tweaking for yourself. They also have a lot of benefits. For example, I think there's something you and the whole family can get telemedicine for colds, flus, like not just your bioidenticals, but like a doctor 24/7. The benefits are amazing. So we're going to link that up for you in this show. And we'll also link up to my other interview with Dr. Sebring. Again, stay tuned because his podcast is going to be going live later this summer. And for everybody listening, if you have questions that you would specifically have for Dr. Sebring from this episode, for future episodes, if you want to write to us and say, here's what I'm experiencing, yada, 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 please email those to podcast@fitfluential.com. As you know, I work directly with Dr. Sebring. He is my doctor. And both of us are getting our blood work done, and we're going through the BOD-HD and BOD-MD program as well, just so that you know, we're doing that as well. But if you have questions you want us to cover on any and all of these topics, please email them to podcast@fitfluential.com. He and I will work on scheduling that out and recording so that we can help educate and help you understand that, not only understand these topics, but understand there's a much better future for you. And for, if you know other women or men that are dealing with these issues, please have them listen to these shows, have them get educated, and most importantly, please get your blood work done. Dr. Sebring.
You and I are both doing this BOD HD program. And I have to say, why would I do that? I know so much about this and et cetera. Why would I subject myself to somebody else's? Because I have no fear whatsoever. They do what I do. And so I'm not losing anything. I just thought it would be nice to see if I'm going to recommend this to, and I've been on their program for 6 months now. I just got my notice to redo my labs. And so it's been amazing. It's almost identical, in some ways better than what I do. And so I'm very impressed with those guys.
I was really impressed on that call with Dr. You know, it was hard for me to say that anybody impresses me as much as you have, but yeah. And that's one of the things that Dr. Sebring and I discussed was, you know, I almost felt like I was going to be cheating on his practice with me. But we agreed, you know, to be able to recommend this, I want to be able to tell people what the process is like. And you will also be hearing, we're going to have Dr. Meehan on the show. We're going to have the other founder. He's going to be on the show. I could not believe this was finally available. It gets me so excited because I've had people asking me for references to doctors and blood work facilities for years and years. And now there's finally something here, and I anticipate it will only grow. Really good. Again, Dr. Sebring, thank you so much for recording with me on the weekend. For everybody listening, we will, again, make sure you email us if you have any questions on these topics, but we will see you next time on Fitfluential Radio.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit FitFluentialRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.